This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Hello, you guys. It's hump day. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to the mixtape tour featuring New Kids on the Block, Salt and Peppa, Naughty by Nature, Tiffany, and Debbie Gibson. Holy flashback. It's happening May 29th at the SAP Center in San Jose. The tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster. And if you'd like a pair, be caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the San Francisco SPCA, celebrating 150 years of bringing pets and the people who love them together with the Cuddle Me Festival, October 13th. Join for cuddles, adoptions, to enter your dog into the Doggy Drag Show, and more. Visit sfspca.org/cuddleme for more info. So here's something quick.
Vinny's hand
Yo,
is up.
Yo, Vinny, your hand is up.
Real quick, for the texter from the 510 that says, so was Matt wearing a scarf or not?
Oh, no. No. No scarf.
No gray pants, red shirt.
No.
No scarf.
No. Right. He actually said he was wearing a Muppet skin. Mm. After the first break, we did almost a full hour with him, and he came in wearing this, you know how like sometimes you get like a fleece jacket and the inside of it is like the furry fleecy thing? That was on both sides. It was like this big sort of fleecy, I don't even know how to describe it, it's just a jacket, but super furry and fashionable. And
comfy, probably.
Probably, right? Especially, that's a nice San Francisco thing, you know, mm-hmm. just like one extra layer. So he had that on, and he still had like his man purse kind of slung around his shoulders. And then he sat and did the interview. And it's, you know, I don't know what it is. Like interviews, we sort of get warm in here. Like I think I had my jacket off. Like it was warm in the room. Hmm. And at the break, he was like, oh my God, I got to take this Muppet skin off. I'm like, ah. And then he goes, oh God, I forgot to put on deodorant, and clamped his hands down.
Oh, he did?
Clamped his arms down to the side of
oh,
him.
I didn't hear any yeah. of that.
It was funny. But he was just great yesterday. And if you didn't hear the interview, he is just such a charming person and so easy to talk to. And you should go back and get that hour of podcast because he was excellent. And he's so funny. Like he told great stories. And I don't even think we talked about his new, the whole reason he came in is because he just put out this new album mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about it. And I think we're 90% through the interview, and I go, listen, we only have like 5 minutes left. At some point, I want to talk about the new album.
Well, and he did. I liked that he said he was going in to do one thing.
An empowerment and then album.
It completely comes out another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And funny. Very, very funny enough, it comes out completely self-centered and about his pain, which I just thought was hysterical.
Matt Nathanson sings his sad heart.
I am going to write an album for the people. And it comes out, it's him and his right. little teenage broken heart.
What'd you guys say it was? Like the teenage boy still crying or something like that?
Right.
The teenage boy and Matt is still crying.
Right.
Whatever.
But it was funny because he started the whole thing off with telling us all the reasons why the teenage boy was crying.
Like, right.
It was a crazy first 10 minutes of the interview where he, I don't even know how we got into it. He was telling us about his horrible childhood at boarding school and getting that beat out of him every day, and his brother didn't care. And
he says
his family jokes that there's three only children.
Well, and they don't talk.
No. Well, they talk
and
a
he
little.
Doesn't talk to
doesn't
his
talk
mom.
Doesn't talk to his mom at all.
That's a trip.
Sounds like he talks to his dad a lot more. Anyway, the interview is he's just great, and you should go listen to it. It's on yesterday's 8 a.m. podcast, that hour of our show. Okay, this is quick, this is stupid, and this is light, which I feel like is what we need right now.
We'll see about that.
Wheel of Fortune. You got the puzzle down to the last letter, right?
I have it right here. Take a look.
Oh, okay. So Bryn has put this up, and it says bridal and blank letter old shower. And they do this. They'll take like a word one, and then put two, like a bridal shower or a whatever that other word is, shower. So they put it to the contestant. It's her turn, and she's going to take her guess and win the puzzle.
It's cold, right? As in, yeah, when was there that, ever a gold chick, shower?
Well, there certainly are.
Oh my God!
Some of those.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, until you said it. Yeah. I don't know when there's ever been one of those, but I'm certainly not aware of it.
The gold shower.
Yeah.
I never had one of those.
I don't.
You?
I don't even know what that is. And neither did Pat Sajak. He was like, oh, no, no. No, that's not it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
anyway,
so weird.
Adorable. Just a nice, light, quick.
How funny.
Just fun. Like, that chick's mind is either in the gutter or she...
I don't think so. I think that...
Really? She couldn't come up with cold shower? That's where she went?
I think it's just the OLD led her to...
Bold shower. She could have gone bold.
Actual thoughts of gold. That's why I just said, there is no such thing as a gold shower.
That's exactly right. I mean, unless you're... Nothing.
Swimming in money, maybe.
Yes,
you know,
that's exactly
like
right. Right.
Gold coins.
You just
found... Scrooge McDuck takes gold showers.
Right. Right. Gold doubloons raining down on his head. Hose. Anywho. The American Music Awards were last night.
Did you watch?
I did not.
I didn't either.
No. I don't.
I actually tuned in after I could wrestle my kid off the tee because we had family photos.
Oh,
last
my
night.
God. How did the family... Tell me everything
no, no,
about
no.
the family
No, we're not
going to
tell you
I have a
everything.
Question about the family photos.
Don't ask
just,
the question
please,
about
just,
the
everybody
family.
Wants to hear how the family so, photos
What I
was.
Wanted to say was that I finally... My kid got some show because television, because of, you know, the event we had to
good
be...
Good behavior.
We all had to be good. Mm. I didn't get my show first. She got hers. But then I tuned in to see the Red Sox finish off the Yankees. Congratulations,
thank you.
Sarah.
Thank
Your
you.
Your socks.
They're not my socks.
I have my hand up.
Wait, you have two hands up? Or does that give you... Okay, you could ask the next question.
When I was a kid, we did family photos. They would have a screen that they would pull down to change the background.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're in Hawaii, sometimes you're standing... Did you have the screen pull down?
We did not, and I actually would have preferred that because I was unaware going into the photos. I wasn't part of the planning. It came up, and my first reaction was, I am not fit for photos. You know, selfishly, I thought, I need to drop a couple.
Are you fat-shaming yourself again?
I'm fat-shaming myself again. Don't write in. I'm talking about myself. Calm down. Everything's not about you. So I didn't want to. I've blocked it out. It came up yesterday. It was time.
She picked out the clothes for you.
She picked out the clothes for everyone. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. And then she goes, I go, so, oh, right. Where are we going? And she goes, we're doing it here.
Oh.
And I go, oh, like the backyard? And she goes, no, in our bedroom. And probably in the baby's room. And I'm like, what the hell? So we're going to have pictures of us in our own house on the wall in our house?
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be no...
So a photographer
so
came to your house.
The background of the pictures that are on the wall will be... Isn't there a redundancy there that seems too boring for words?
Nah, because in real life, everything's a mess. You're not wearing nice clothes.
Well, right, she cleaned their... By the way...
Yes.
Here's a picture of
oh my
the,
God, the wagon wheel.
The wagon wheel, because... We took photos
Lock
in
me,
the room.
Baby, like a wagon wheel.
I told you there was this wagon wheelie.
Yes, like a piece of decor that's in your house.
You can also play Wheel in the Sky.
What
like
is that?
Song.
Oh, that's not a wagon wheel. That's just like an art piece. That it almost looks like the
is
top
it?
Of a shell.
That's an art piece.
Sure, that's
what
lovely.
Is that?
It's just a
describe it
piece. It well, it's a circle. And it has a thousand spokes radiating out from like I was picturing. A thing with wooden dowel spokes and a steel outside.
Or,
yeah, but this is not a wagon. That's not.
What is that?
That's just pretty. That is nothing.
Is that pretty?
That is nothing but a.
That's pretty.
Yep, looks great. So you guys.
Do
so
you
she got
buy
that.
One?
No. So she got that for the photo shoot.
Sneak it out. No, that was she got that. That was she
Well, the room looks very nice and neat because obviously she cleaned up.
The photos were happening.
So did you guys
room.
All sit on the bed? Is that
some
where
photos?
You...
So anyway, the lady shows up and she's like, you know, very nice, and you know, I we've done photos a million times,
sure.
So I kind of have some idea how this stuff can go. And she was good. She was quick. She didn't belabor it. She's like, all right, try and this. Took the shots while we were getting into position, so they were.
So tons and tons to pick from.
Yeah, she just, well, I don't know how they're going to, we didn't see any of them.
Right.
Or I didn't see any of them. As soon as they said, all right, Dad, you're done, I went, and left. But yeah, that was, it was weird to do it in the house like that, I thought.
Well, I would even think you could be out in front of the house. You know, there's your house and your
and
little family. And
goes,
you won't always live there, probably. I
do
mean,
you want
I
me
know.
To get a picture of you nursing? And I'm all...
And did she?
No.
Oh.
Why not?
Would you want that?
I don't know. Now that I think back on it...
Why not?
Well,
thought, she's very... Look, she's super conservative. So
empowering.
For her, that's like... It's almost like you just don't know right. her. And I'm sure there are probably women who would go, great idea.
No, it never crossed my mind to take pictures of that, and I certainly wasn't telling, you know, usually I looked like a wreck sitting there all, with a kid on my boob. But now I think about it, like, I only have my memories of it. Like, I wouldn't mind a couple, like, secret, you know, there's no nipple in it, the baby's covering
no, I
that.
I understand.
It's kind of nice, I don't know.
Like Sarah Franti last week, we were trying to situate the secret show, and...
Oh.
And she's just out there nursing.
She was.
I love that.
And I was like, hey, so, I turned around and ran. And then Hooman walks up and he's like talking to her with his hands covering her. And he's talking
like,
to her.
Well, you know, that's polite of you to
you
not
be
staring at her boob.
You don't
right.
want to accidentally look at your friend's boob. It's with her husband sitting right next to her. Hey, so I got a couple more questions about the
well,
friendship.
Well, there's not, that was, what?
Real quickly.
All right.
Did you guys know this person? Like,
she
is it a
knew
friend
her.
Of a friend?
She yeah, knows. She got it. She, yeah, she
you got
it.
A big discount for that or no?
No. No, and in fact, came time to cut the check, I was like, boy, that was, like, I don't know what that cost by the minute, but...
I was going to say, you want to
it went
us-
by fast.
And then, you'll,
like,
then you're going to have to buy the picture.
I don't know.
Is it more than 500? Yeah.
Oh, it was less than that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Less than that. I just thought, because it...
But wait till she has to pay to get that blown up in frame.
She though. Was really only there... 30 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
So
she
much
didn't
easier
want to be
for
there.
You.
Well, still.
You didn't have to drive. Yeah. No, that's good.
Did
no, she
a...
just blasted through it. So I credit to her for that because I do know that, you know,
you're
by the time you hold your head, you start to twitch and mm-hmm. the moments are all lost. And then the photos just look like these posed, fake, especially in your own house, fake smiles in your own house,
no, that's
hanging
sweet.
On your wall
it's
in your
great.
Own house.
I have two more questions. Two more questions.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
one, did she bring in her own lights?
No.
Oh, man.
And we had opened the it was a still bright day, you know, so there was windows open.
Was there a flash on her camera?
Yeah.
And did she have a real camera or did she just use her iPhone?
No, she had a real camera.
iPhone.
Really nice.
Well, you
one.
Never know. I mean, it's right. half hour, barely there, cutting a $500
no
check. Mm. I mean, come on.
He said it was less than that.
But
it was less than that.
But it was more than 300.
Is she going to frame him?
I didn't see
that. I thought
I'm guessing
you'd get a discount.
Listen to you. Look at you go.
Well, I'm good at guessing.
Is her name going to be in the right-hand corner of all your pictures?
Oh.
Well, I don't doubt that she watermarks. You know how they do mm-hmm. that. They watermark them so you can't just go, no, thanks. We won't take any of these.
Got them all here on my computer.
So, yeah, I'm guessing she'll watermark them. But no, in the actual prints, I would definitely be mad if her name's on there. Right. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. Doesn't the Sears Portrait Studio have some, like, you know, portrait studio in the corner or something? I don't know.
In the background that they've pulled down.
Right.
It's a Sears in the corner.
Sears.
I don't know.
Did your kid like her getting her picture taken?
Yeah, she had fun with it.
Okay, yeah, and the baby was good the whole time?
To change outfits. She liked the baby was not good the whole time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The baby was a baby.
Yeah. So did it, what? It pooped? It spit up?
All the stuff.
Cried?
All the stuff.
Fantastic.
Yep. The baby was a baby.
Mm. Well... At least you captured it.
Just the whole thing was just one of those moments where I'm like, how did I get here?
Mm.
All right, Mom, hand the baby to Dad. I'm like, oh my God. Who wants a picture of this?
You will someday. You'll be glad you have it. And you'll be glad your daughters.
You think so?
Absolutely.
All right, you say.
Yeah. Just quickly getting back to the AMAs.
Oh, right.
This whole break is lost. But totally worth it. Very much into the story of the portrait taking. Taylor Swift had a big night. She and her giant snake kicked off the show with a performance of I Did Something Bad, and she became the most awarded female artist ever by picking up 4 awards, including Artist of the Year. After winning that one, she made one of the very few political statements of the night, believe it or not. Do you have her quotes ready to go? She didn't tell anybody who to vote for, but, you know, we all heard who she's supporting the other day ago when she made the, was it a tweet or an Instagram about how in Tennessee she just can't support the woman who's running. Other highlights of the night included Panic at the Disco doing a they say here, a pretty decent version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. You got a little of that? So, clearly a ton of background tracks that they've done, but... Well.
Wow.
Yeah, rocking it out.
Well, that kid's pretty good. The Panic of the Disco kid.
Tune this up a little bit. All right. Sounds great.
Wow. If Brian May ever gets sick of that one. What's that kid's name?
Adam Lambert.
Lambert. If he ever gets sick of his crap, he knows who he can call.
Yeah, call this guy. That note. Holy cow. I don't know if that was recorded or not. So anyway, that was a highlight. And there was also an all-star tribute to Aretha Franklin led by Gladys Knight. So, and then a million awards were given out. Artist of the Year, Taylor Swift. New Artist of the Year, Camila Cabello.
She's good. We have that album.
Oh, do you? The whole thing
Well, my kid liked the one song, Havana, and wanted me to buy that. And I said, I'm going to buy you the album and you're going to listen to the whole thing. Because this artist made a record. So listen to her record. And it's pretty good. There's like at least 3 hits on it.
Excellent.
So, yeah, she's good.
Let's see. Favorite female artist was Taylor Swift. Favorite male was Post Malone. Favorite band, Migos. And
what?
Favorite album was Reputation, Taylor Swift. And then there's a million different categories, too. I'm not going to go through absolutely all of them. That is all we've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up?
I'm going to recover from choking on coffee.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of VIP tickets to sit in the special Alice section at Waitress. This is the hit musical at the SHN Golden Gate Theater, October 17th. It's Sarah Bareilles is like the brain child behind this whole thing. And it opened on Broadway. I've heard nothing but great things about it. I'm going to see it, I think, a couple days after this particular Alice screening of it. But if you want to check it out, be calling number 9 right now. It's a little of it?
Yes, this is a little bit. This is called You Matter to Me.
Is that a dude singing?
Yes, it is.
It's funny. You sound like my kid.
Is that Sarah?
This is not Sarah. From what I've read, she only did a few of the performances.
I can't wait. I'm super excited. I love musicals anyway, so I'm like right up my alley. So, Waitress, if you want to go, be calling her in right now. 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tails and Ales, happening Saturday, October 13th. Get your tickets at tailsales.org. That just reminded me, I think the Half Moon Bay
Festival
is this weekend as well.
A lot going on, people.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and have some fun.
Including a big hurricane.
Oh,
headed for Florida. Your parents in the...
This is a panhandle one. Although, you know, they're on that side, so I'm sure they're going to definitely experience some storm stuff, but my mom hasn't expressed any concern over it.
Okay, good.
You know, and it feels a little out of the blue. Like, you know, it felt like Florence we knew was coming for a long time, and then... but this one, I feel like I just started hearing about it really in earnest yesterday.
Yeah, well, Hurricane Michael's roaring into Florida as a Category 4 storm. So that's something you'll be hearing about.
Batten down the hatches, everybody.
Right. So Halloween's around the corner.
Yes.
We love that stuff.
We do. We do a secret show every year.
Right.
Celebrate costumes and stuff.
I still haven't thought about mine. Did yours ever come?
I looked it up yesterday. I think it's all set.
Okay, good.
I'm not positive.
You mean you looked it up as in
I looked up the order and it said something like they were expecting it.
It'll ship soon.
I don't know. It's not really saying, so we'll see.
All right.
I don't know. I'm hopeful. I
mean, well, I'm sure you still have the cowboy get up
days.
Or the Waldo get up if it
I don't know what I've
becomes
got.
An emergency.
Figure something out.
All right.
I'll the paint world's angry eyes on or something.
Scariest haunted house experience. How does that sound to you?
Good.
Does it?
It kind of. You know, what I like about haunted houses is like any made up scary thing. Like I get that. Like in the back of my mind, the whole time is okay. This is just an experience. Like somebody set this up.
McCamey Manor in San Diego, California has been described as a psychological nightmare.
Oh, wait. So you're saying this is actually a haunted house?
It's a, well.
Or they set it up every year to.
Participants get their head shaved and are sent away shaking.
What?
After a range of special effects, actors, live animals like tarantulas, rats, and snakes. And more.
Oh, seems like PETA would be all over that.
They can also, well, they're not hurting them. That's the thing. This is a haunted house, but it's the world's scariest haunted house.
Well, right off
you
the
might
bat,
also be masked.
Yeah, the shaving of the head is
held underwater.
Oh my God. Jesus. I'm not into this one.
This thing lasts.
Back of my mind, I'm like, I could easily die.
The interactive experience is supposed to last 8 hours, but no one's made it. Sarah, it's the world's scariest haunted house. This is for people who want to absolutely crap themselves.
Yeah, I guess so. And no one's made it?
No one's made it. 6 hours is the longest a participant was able to handle it before screaming the safe word and being
escorted,
let off.
And
there are 24,000 people on the waiting list to go into McCamey
Manor. What does it cost?
Manor. It doesn't say. Guests have to undergo a background health check to make sure they haven't got any medical conditions, and they still have to sign a waiver. One participant suffered a heart attack in 2008, so they.
Oh, so this has been going on for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a thing.
Did you know about this when you lived down there?
No. It's survival horror boot camp, they call it.
Okay. All right. That doesn't sound fun.
The guy who puts the thing together says, it's not real. If people were really hurt, we'd be shut down. It's all smoke and mirrors. But no one can make it.
Mm. Well, that's a challenge.
Who in?
24,000 people on the wait list.
You in?
I'm in.
No, you're not.
All right, I'm out.
He doesn't have any. You don't have
any
idea what we're talking about.
They shave your head.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
I know.
He doesn't.
You wouldn't shave your head?
Well, I was going to, but I.
What?
It would come back all gray, and I'm not ready for that yet. It's already.
Yeah, but you had your head shaved when you played football at Michigan with Tom Brady.
Right? No, I just don't. I just don't. I'm not ready. If my hair wouldn't come back gray, I would shave my head.
Why wouldn't it come back the same exact color it is
now? Yeah, your hair's already gray. What are you talking about?
It's not 100% gray. It's like 50% gray.
But just shaving the thing, you still have dark hair follicles.
Why were you going to shave it, though? Usually there's a reason.
There's a little kid I know. She had cancer and, you know.
Oh, you should have done it.
When you wouldn't do it because you were afraid it'd grow back all gray?
Yeah, that's why.
Why don't you use Grecian formula for men?
Because it doesn't look right when guys dye their hair.
Well, let's check it out.
Well, there's a lot of guys.
He's
that
right
their
about that.
Hair.
It comes back too uniform.
Yeah,
looks like a helmet.
And even the hairstylists, the women are like, "Do not dye your hair, Hooman. It looks so stupid."
No, I think it'll look good on you.
It doesn't work.
Let's try it.
Don't bait me.
The best and worst foodie cities in America.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
We should be a lock, right?
Gotta be.
We should be.
How are we not a lock?
How?
We got second place.
To New York.
To Portland, Oregon.
Portland
is not foodie.
Really?
WalletHub.com just ranked more than 180 of the biggest cities in the country, from best foodie spot to the worst, and Portland, Oregon is number one. The factors included food prices, restaurants per capita, farmers markets, cooking schools, wine tours. Portland, Oregon, number one. San Francisco,
I can't believe it. Well, wine tours? What you're telling? Saying we don't have wine tours?
Well, no, I'm saying we have way more wine tours. But the if I think the prices thing might be a lot cheaper in Portland. You were just talking about how your brother eats out all the time and complains about the prices.
I know. I'm like, stop eating out.
Oh, your brother here in the Bay Area, you
well,
mean?
Well, you know, listen, there's some sticker shock here coming from St. Louis, as you might imagine.
Well, sure.
And they're just, you know, always whining about the prices of food.
When's he start that new job?
He's really close to something.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. I know. I'm ready to get back in a routine.
Is it near? Is it nearer?
No, it's in the city.
Oh, well, that's near.
Near enough, yeah. No, it's, you know, he's actually got a couple things he's working, and there's one he really wants, and so we'll see.
I mean, I thought for sure he was going to have to move to the South Bay.
Yeah, you know.
Because that's sort of where that's centered.
Yeah.
But good for him. All right. The worst foodie city is Pearl City, Hawaii.
Oh,
and
why?
I do have to agree that Hawaii has some of the worst food.
Oh,
absolutely.
I would think that there would just be fresh fish. And
the Paella Fish Market is one of the shining jewels. I think of it all the time as this place I've eaten. And I don't think of food places, but it's delicious and fresh and simple. You just get a nice hunk of fish on a bed of rice and you're done.
I love that.
It's so good. But other than that, like the South Shore, when we just went on that baby moon or whatever you call those things, it's California Pizza Kitchen and more like that. Like there's not, I thought the South Shore was the most sold out place I've been. I felt like, this isn't even Hawaii. What is this?
That's
I hadn't been
bad.
In so
wow.
long. I was really surprised. Did you, Bryn, you were in Hawaii not too long ago.
Yeah.
Did you find good food there that felt local?
Yeah, I'm all about poke, and they have great poke over there. And
poke's what? Raw tuna?
Yeah, it's like raw fish mixed with a bunch of stuff. Like, you know, the flavors of it is good, seaweed. And then, you know, I like crap like Spam. So Spam soupy was really good over there.
Well, Spam is a thing there.
Yeah, and it's just different. Things are even McDonald's was different, and I do that too. So you know, I'm not one to ask him any day.
Well, anyway, Pearl City, Hawaii, on the list of foodie cities was the lowest ranked.
Huh.
So there's your and San Francisco. Step your game up. Second,
yeah, come on, that's ridiculous.
Then was
Portland?
Miami, New York City, Los Angeles, Orlando, Las Vegas,
Orlando.
Seattle, San Diego, and Austin, Texas.
I'm surprised Orlando's up there. That was just tourist central.
But that's what I'm saying about Hawaii is when they do these tourist things, maybe they've, since you were last there, they've built it up
and put in
more restaurants. And I don't know, the South Shore of Hawaii looked 1,000% different than when I was there the time before.
I had this really good udon over there, and it was like super legit. And they just opened one up in Stonestown, the same Hawaiian spot.
Oh, like a chain, you mean?
Is it udon, the fat noodles?
Yeah, the big fat noodles was so good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a Stonestown, though, so I can have the same kind of authentic udons.
Nice.
There's a fine line between a joke and getting yourself into trouble.
Oh, we know that.
Don't we, though?
We do.
Dale, what does that mean?
Figure it out, Dr. Phil.
There's a guy in London named Dale Leakes.
Okay.
Gotten himself, speaking of London, for just a second, if I could, the new Corman Strike books or whatever they're called. What is the newest one called?
Lethal White. These are the books that are written by J.K. Rowling under a pen name of Robert Galbraith. There's four of them. They're great.
The new one's so good.
It's great. Where are you at?
Oh, God. I just ran up to get some cheese for the burritos we were making last night. I swear I can't stop thinking about this book. It's unbelievable, like, how great these stories are.
You know what's trippy?
So this guy, Corman Strike, is a detective. Where in the world is a detective famous?
Yeah, It's a weird thing. Well, he's got, you know, his whole backstory. He was already sort of a known person.
But like, I'm thinking about modern life. There's no such thing as a famous detective.
Right.
And yet I'm all in. Yeah. I love it.
By every second of it. It's so good.
So where I am is there's a breakup happening.
Oh.
Someone's come back from someone's past that I just loved. I was like, oh my God, of course.
The conniving bitch.
That person has to come back.
Of course. Oh my God.
Anyway, Dale Leakes.
Okay, in London. Back to the story. Got it.
Over the weekend, he and his girlfriend Kelly Greaves were at a shop buying some horse riding gear.
Oh, okay. At a tax shop.
At a where?
A tax shop.
A tax shop.
Yes.
Okay. They're at a tax shop in England, in London, and she used a horse whip to hit him on the butt. Playfully, of course.
Well, just a crop, right? Like just a short stick with a flap on the end. Okay.
So he didn't like her prank and thought he'd get her back.
Oh, uh-oh.
So he listed her on for sale on eBay.
I'm sorry, this is his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
The posting was obviously a joke as he described her like a used car with lines like, quote, starts okay, but after a while there's a constant whining noise. I can't seem to stop. Body work is fairly tidy, but up close shows signs of wear.
What a dick.
So he's kidding.
Yes.
This is his idea of a playful joke back,
for the, right?
You swatted me on the hiney, and now I'm selling you on eBay. Mm. Except the price for Kelly got up to $119,000 before eBay realized the rules, you know, against selling humans was being broken.
Yeah, seems like a human trafficking violation.
Right, so they pulled the ad, but Kelly pulled in 119. It was a bidding war was happening for this guy's girlfriend.
So those people all knew also that they couldn't buy people on eBay?
I don't know.
They're just being hilarious.
I'm not sure.
Knowing they'd never have to cough up the $119,000.
Dale and Kelly say there aren't any hard feelings between them after the post, but Kelly says, I may have to get him back.
I may have to get a bigger whip.
I don't know where that goes from there.
But. Well, they're one of those couples always trying to one-up each other and eventually, one of them dies in this scenario. This is what happens.
Yeah, having lived with dude roommates, when those wars begin, someone ends up crying.
Mm-hmm.
Or there ends up a fist fight, like an actual real...
Someone just moves out. I can't live with you people anymore. You're awful.
I can never let my guard down.
Right.
Yeah, that's... I've lived through some of that.
Mm. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. You know what? Let's do a couple texts as we've got quite a few here early on this morning. Our text number's 800-400-3697. 707 says, can we move on and get this morning show going? I want to hear my morning show peep. Stop apologizing.
I didn't want us to apologize. Yesterday, there was a chokehold incident. And it got posted as a clip of the day, and the reaction was not what we expected. We were having a fun tussle in the studio, and people hashtag me too'd us.
I had nothing to do with that.
You were so innocent in this one.
Don't drag me into this.
You're an innocent bystander, Hooman.
408 says, Sarah, you were the one who totally dramatized the thing with Bryn yesterday.
Yes, I was.
1 second after he touched you, you acted like he seriously injured you.
Well, it did hurt, but I was definitely playing it up.
It was excellent acting. Too
Thank
good.
Thank you. Right.
Good.
I hear you, Zet, saying, move on. No, you don't. She's at home sick.
She's at home sick. She wasn't saying it. Maybe that's the problem.
415 says, it's ridiculous that you have to apologize for being your fun selves to a bunch of P words, which is probably not a word we're going to use anymore because that,
God knows,
isn't going to survive the new
reality.
Sensitivity that we're all getting used to.
We love it, though. I just love being sensitive.
Listen to Bryn get all this bleep makes me sad.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Hashtag
me too.
You know, it's not a woman thing. The people who focused on that are wrong. If it had been Vinny or Vaughn, I would have been just as bothered by them saying it hurt, and then an hour later still saying they're hurt.
Yeah.
Did you continue the I'm hurt by that?
Well, we talked about it more.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, remember we kept joking, and then you were like, it's not that I secretly wanted to kill you, it's that I secretly could.
Oh, yeah, that was the line of the day.
Not a secret.
See, I'm working on my sensibilities, but that to me was funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And I shouldn't
But,
have...
like, clearly everything we think is funny isn't funny to everybody. It's just, you know, that's life.
Well, the five people that it's not funny to are dragging us all down.
Thanks, I can't believe people are complaining about that. I was cracking up when it happened, and again when I saw it on Instagram. You guys are fine. Oh, 916 says, Jesus, shut Holman up, for Christ's sake.
Holman! Shut up.
What did you do now?
I think I just breathed and maybe sneezed.
You are kind of a loud breather.
You are a loud breather.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You ever had a lady, when you're laying in bed with her, say, can you please...
You breathe less.
Tone it down.
Quiet the
Tone
breathing.
Down the breathing. Down.
It's been so many years. Maybe, I'm sure. 7 years ago.
When's the last time you slept in bed with a lady?
You're talking about premarital sex?
No, we're talking about
like
spent
in
the
bed,
night.
Spending the
spend
night with
a night?
Lady.
Yeah. Like cuddling?
The whole. Well, I don't know what you're doing in bed. I'm just saying.
Like the whole night?
Like you woke up the next morning and had breakfast together.
Well, even just a few hours.
Yeah.
Well, just a few hours.
Yeah, sleeping with somebody in bed.
When's the last time anything happened in your life?
Just spent the night. You woke up and then left. Whether you had breakfast or not, you woke up in someone else's house, a person you shared a bed with, and then left in the morning. It doesn't have to be
When's
a girl.
When's the last time?
We don't want to, you know.
We're not prying.
It's years. Years. At least 3 years, but I can't remember who it is. But
When's the last time you actually had physical sex?
Oh, at least 6 years. At least.
Was it when that one girl stopped over? The one that you used to date?
Yeah.
Oh. Sarah, right. Boston won last night, so they move on in the baseball playoffs.
Yay, Boston.
So it's Boston versus Houston.
Oh.
Dodgers
they
play
won
the
last
Brewers.
Year, right?
Yeah, they're the All world right. champs. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to start with the charts. It's Wednesday, so we find out the top songs. But I have a lot of stuff, so hopefully we'll actually get to some of it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.